I'd like to call to order the Thursday, December 12th, 2019 meeting of the AMAX PAC committee. Call to order. We have a quorum, Mr. Baker?
Yes, we do.
Very good. We will move on to minutes. Attachment 2A, and that's for September 19th, 2019. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Patrick.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
Second, Moore.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Corrections? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Very good. And we will move on to staff reports. Financial progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'll see our attachment 3A goes through October 31st of 2019. About a quarter of the way through the year, we've spent 26% of the budget, and we are in good fiscal shape for the rest of the year. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Very good. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Thank you. Do I have a second? Thank you. Very nice. Any further questions or comments for Mr. Baker? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And we will move on to the technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Well, we have a pretty full agenda today, so I don't want to take a lot of time on the technical progress report. But as you can imagine, there's very little happening at the federal level. It's actually very little happening at the state level, too, in terms of anything that's worth reporting on. Locally, as you'll see, we're going to be talking about, we have the draft bike plan, as well as all the projects that you guys saw in September and are now seeing again for the second time to approve. So we're looking forward to that, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Baker regarding the technical progress report? Okay, we'll move on to the federal funds report. That you, Mr. Baker?
No, sorry, that's Dave.
Okay. Mr. Fouet. He crossed out your name, Dave, just for the record.
Okay, thank you. There's been a lot happening behind the scenes as far as the federal funds are concerned. First of all, we have been getting together the new projects, and that includes CMAC, STBG, resurfacing, and CASA, and I will be going into those in more detail later in this meeting. Unfortunately, the thing to remember is what really struck me about this round of funding is there was only enough funding to fund roughly a little less than one-third of all the requests that came in. So that definitely does make a case for an increase in federal highway funding. And the only other thing I wanted to briefly mention was ODOT carried forward some old balances, and fiscal year 2020 now has about $2.2 million sitting in it, and we advanced a couple of Barberton projects, and we advanced a couple of New Franklin resurfacing projects. And that's probably all that will advance into 2020, but it has a chain effect, and we can then possibly advance some of the projects that are further out into those years. But we'll just kind of have to wait and see as time goes by how much funding we'll actually have. But that's all I have, and like I said, I will discuss the new projects during this meeting in a little while. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, thank you. No old business, so we'll move on to new business. The first thing that we have is 2019 Active Transportation Plan, and that will be Seth Wood. Great. Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The 2019 Active Transportation Plan presents various strategies that and recommendation, the agency will pursue to improve the greater Akron area's bicycle and pedestrian networks. It is the successor to our 2016 bike plan and 2015 pedestrian plan. Building on the foundation set forth in these reports, the 2019 Active Transportation Plan clarifies strategies and defines goals that AMATS will pursue to promote the accessibility, efficiency, and safety of the area's networks. It shares AMAT's vision for a greater Akron where biking and walking are more than just a part of daily life, but vital components of a first-class multimodal transportation system. The plan seeks to expand and refine our bicycle and pedestrian networks in regards to both safety and connectivity, as well as promote active living, sound economic development, and sustainability. Some of the primary goals identified for improving the region's bicycling and pedestrian networks include promoting a zero-death bike target for bicycle and pedestrian crashes, increasing frequency and promotion of public education and empowerment efforts, encouraging project sponsors to both maintain existing infrastructure as well as invest in additional infrastructure, encouraging communities in coordination with Metro and PARTA to seek improvements to the sidewalk network, seeking a 100% participation rate in the Ohio Safe Routes to School program. While all shared use paths are eligible for funding through AMATS, it is important to identify specific shared use paths that are of regional significance. 36 of these such paths were identified in the plan. Four of these 36 paths have already been awarded AMATS funding. The draft 2019 Active Transportation Plan has been available on amatsplanning.org for comments since November 6th. It will also be presented at tonight's Citizens Involvement Committee meeting. Since it has been available for comment, AMATS has received and taken action to implement comments from both the City of Green and Summit Metro Parks into the document included in today's materials. The staff is requesting approval of the draft 2019 Active Transportation Plan. And at this point, I will open up for any questions or comments.
Yes, Mr. Paradise.
I got a comment on pages 11 and 12. We note that the Everett Road Trail, that road is actually closed and barricaded.
There is a note in that particular.
You say we're planning to vacate it, but it's actually closed and barricaded.
That is correct.
Yes.
Would you like us to change the note to say closed, currently closed and barricaded and planned to be vacated?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm. That's all I had on it.
Any other comments or questions for Mr. Bush? Okay, he's asked for I'm asking for a motion on the 2019 Active Transportation Plan.
Motion, Commissioner.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Patrick, second.
Very good. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We will move forward. Now we'll have a Connecting Communities fiscal year 2020. Heather.
Good afternoon. Today I'm here strictly to give you some information. As of this past Monday, December 9th, 2019, the applications for our fifth round of Connecting Communities planning grants were made available on the AMATS website. The AMATS Task Force met on November 15th and decided to make available $80,000 for two $40,000 planning grants. The applications are due February 28th, 2020. The Task Force will meet again to review the applications and make recommendations to the Policy Committee then in May. That's our plan. The applications have not changed much since our last round of funding in 2016. One notable difference, however, is the elimination of the local match request. AMATS is looking to fund studies completely in order to streamline the process. We had some issues with the local match the last round, so we just want to kind of keep things moving. Please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions, and of course I can answer any questions you may have today.
Are there any questions for Heather? Hearing none, thank you, Heather. And we will move on to resolutions. Mr. Poulet.
Thank
thank you. Resolution, or attachment 6A is resolution 2019-16, 2019-17, and 2019-18. These are the resolutions for approving the new projects that we have selected this round of funding. Resolution 2019-15 is CMAC, 16 is STBG, 17 is resurfacing, and 18 is CASA. I would like to just kind of walk through and show you some of the projects that we had this round. First of all, overall, we had received 82 applications between all the funding types, and we had roughly 27, almost 28 million available. We selected a total of 32 projects, totaling $32 million to be funded. And regardless of what you might have put on your application, these projects will be funded in fiscal year 2024 and 2025. First, let's start with CMAC, the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Program. This is the program that we fund projects that help reduce pollution and ease congestion. We received 19 applications. We had about $11.7 million available. We selected eight projects totaling $12.6 million, and this is resolution 2019-15. The eight projects are listed on the screen. The top project was Kent's State Route 59 East Main Street. And then Macedonia, an intersection in Macedonia, Ravenna and Shepherd Road. Parta and Metro are buying some buses. A small amount for Cuyahoga Falls to complete their West Portage Trail project. Another intersection in Macedonia, Highland and Valley View. Another intersection up north in Summit County, Valley View, and Old Eight, and then Akron had a project, North Main Street, Complete Streets. I'd just like to highlight a couple of these larger projects. This is the State Route 59 project in Kent. This is a project, I guess, that has all the things in it that would create kind of the transportation perfect storm. What you have is you have Kent State on the south side, you have housing and a lot of businesses on the north side, you have a lot of through traffic, you have a lot of traffic generated from the university, a lot of pedestrians, and you also have a lot of transit stopping. So what this project is doing is reconfiguring the street, reconstructing the street, and putting in a couple roundabouts at intersections. It'll also it'll create like a boulevard type street, which should be safer and more efficient for all the users involved. The CMAC intersection projects, these are the ones, these two are in Macedonia up north, and this is the one at Valley View and Old Eight. That's a Summit County project. The next...
Mr. Poulet?
Yes.
How about, since we have the different resolutions, can we just, we'll wait on that one, and we'll do number 15 first?
Sure.
And then we'll go
sure.
into the next one.
Sure.
Okay?
That's a good idea. So, resolution 2019-15 is approving the CMAC project selected in 2019. First of all, are there any questions about the new CMAC projects?
Are there any questions or comments regarding the CMAC projects? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Paradise, so moved.
Have a second?
Moore, second.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right, we'll move on to the STBG.
Okay, thank you. The next type of funding we're going to discuss is STBG. The STBG is actually divided into two. We kind of take some of the STB and we allocate it to resurfacing. So out of the $14 million available, $8 million goes to the larger STBG projects, and then we set aside another $6 million that's strictly for resurfacing. Now, out of the $8 million that is strictly for STBG, we selected three projects totaling around $9.7 million. This will be resolution 2019-16. And the three projects that were selected is Akron's North Main Street Complete Streets. They received $6 million. And then we also are putting some STBG in the Kent project that we just saw that also received CMAQ. And then Metro is getting $80,000 for a Roaming Road BRT study. And if you don't know what BRT stands for, it's Bus Rapid Transit. This is the North Main Street. I just want to highlight a couple of the larger projects. The North Main Street Complete Streets project is quite a lengthy project. It's a several miles long, and it begins at the north end of the wide bridge near St. Thomas Hospital and goes all the way up to the high-level bridge going into Cuyahoga Falls. This is going to be a road diet type project where they take five lanes and they reduce it to two through lanes and one center turn lane. I'm sorry, they take four lanes and reduce it to three, and then you have parking. So you still have parking on each side, plus you have room for bike lanes on each side. So those are the three new STBG projects. Are there any questions? Yes, Joe.
The third project wanted a 5-point score for it. BRT project.
Yes.
At the TAC subcommittee meeting, we pointed out that this type of a project, a study, is not scored in the policy. Policy is not recommended studies on STBG. We dropped down to the rank of 5 points. Did you offer that same $80,000 to any of the other communities? Or did you just arbitrarily pick? Because it did not come out of the subcommittee. We point out that this project should have been advanced to policy and ask if we should be looking at studies, because we've never done studies before. We've never provided funds for design for a project. It's for construction and right-of-way. And here we are stepping out with a entity that they don't own the roadway, they don't maintain the roadway. They're going to take over pavement, close it off to normal vehicle traffic. It's my contention, it's the county's contention, that we should be asking policy to make a decision on this before we support it.
Well, policy also has to approve this. The $80,000, when you look down the list at the projects, there's really no project that $80,000 would really even make a dent in. And I think that's part of the reasoning for selecting this.
Well, I think, Dave, but I think the accurate thing is more to say that we, when we saw this project, it is not actually fit into the scoring criteria. However, the funding policy guidelines do allow to fund for studies. They have in the past, as we established at the TAC TIP meeting, and then the TAC TIP did approve this project as part of the slate that's before you today. So this isn't the staff or anyone else coming going differently than what TAC TIP did approve.
TAC TIP did not consider giving that money to Hiram or to Portage County.
No, they didn't, but they considered
it. We just dropped out of the lowest scoring project.
Right. That's TAC TIP made that determination, and that's the recommendation before you today.
And it was not unanimous, the TAC TIP meeting. It was not unanimous. It was a split vote, but it was in favor of recommending to move forward.
So it is up to the TAC if they choose to do the same thing.
That's why I'm bringing
it
forward.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good comments. Just, offer my perspective on this. I've got a shame of Metro, in case everybody didn't know who I was. We pursued this project within the list of eligible criteria for SWG funds as a planning study. Our thought on it is, Joe's very correct, we do not own the right of way that we operate within. But as we look towards the future of mobility within the county and studying new modes such as BRT, we have had conversations with the municipalities that this project would run through, and we'd like to use the planning study to explore what a new future of mobility options might be, where we share the roadway and have both bus lanes and room for vehicular traffic along certain corridors. So it's an exploration and a partnership that we're looking to explore, and that would apply to Metro.
Any other comments or questions? So, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept a clearing.
Do I have a second?
Jim Bowen, second.
So I have a motion and a second. Now open it back up for other questions or comments, if there are any at this point in time. Hearing no further questions or comments, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, that was the second. Was that you, John?
Okay. So we had two nay votes, but it will be moved forward to policy.
And we'll let them know that it was not a unanimous decision at policy. Mm-hmm.
We'll move on to 17.
Okay. Resolution 2019-17 is the resurfacing funding. This also has its roots in MDDT, but it's specifically for strictly for resurfacing and nothing else. This is a very popular program. We received 30 applications. We have $6 million available, and we selected 18 projects totaling $7.8 million. And I don't have a map or anything of all these projects, but the one thing that I did want to bring to your attention is we had a nice mix of communities that received funding, some communities that maybe wouldn't receive funding for CMAQ or the larger STBG projects such as Ripman and Mogador, Monroe Falls, Portage County had a project, Norton, Barberton, Ravenna. So that is one thing I wanted to bring to your attention was this program enabled some of the smaller communities to receive some of our money, and it worked as it was supposed to. We had a nice mix of communities that received our funding for this. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Kovacic, so moved.
Do I have a second?
Kushner, second.
Any other questions, comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And we'll move on to resolution 18.
Okay, thank you. Finally, we finish up with new projects. We'll take a look at the TASA funding. TASA funding is used for any type of transportation that's non-motorized, usually trails and bike paths. We had around 13 applications, roughly had around $2 million available, and that's about what our total, our funding total amounted to. This is resolution 2019-18, and the three projects we selected was the Rubber City Heritage Trail Segment B in Akron, the Stowe Silver Lake Tioga Falls connector in, well, it's in all three communities, but Stowe was the sponsor, and then Cleveland-Maslin Road Sidewalk in Bath Township, which was sponsored by Summit County. These are kind of hard to describe, so I just thought I'd quickly show you the Rubber City Heritage Trail. Starts over here near the old Goodyear headquarters and will end up here in this area that's called Middlebury. The Stowe Silver Lake Falls connector starts down here in the falls, and then it connects to the hike and bike trail that's up here in Stowe. And Cleveland-Maslin Road sidewalks in Montrose or Bath Township are from Route 18 up to Springside Drive on the west side of the road. And this is, and this sidewalk will complement the one that was just recently constructed on the north side of Route 18. So those are the three TASA projects. Any questions?
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept CISA.
Do I have a second?
Jay, second.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And the motion passes. Resolution 2019-19, Mr. Baker, that is for policy committee only, so we will be skipping that one, and we'll move on to resolution 2019-20. Mr. Poulet.
Which is Amendment 23 to the current 2018-2021 TIP. This is a this is an amendment adding three new projects. Actually, they're not new projects. They're projects that were selected back in 2017, but they have never made it to the TIP yet because the new TIP is just now starting to be developed. So. As time goes on, this is what we have to do. We have to add these in. The first new project is South Hawkins Avenue resurfacing. This is an Akron project from Mall Avenue to East Avenue. This is scheduled in early fiscal year 2021. So we want to get that in the TIP so the feds can recognize it. The next project is Waterloo Road Phase 1 from Glenlawn to Kelly Avenue. This is also an Akron project. This is scheduled actually in this current fiscal year 2020. And the third new project is Waterloo Road Phase 2 from Manchester Road to Glenlawn, which is also scheduled in fiscal year 2020. And two Waterloo Road projects will actually be, they're individual projects, but they'll be packaged together, I believe. Are there any questions on amendment number 23?
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion, Kushner.
And do I have a second?
There I second.
Thank you, both. And any further comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will move on to resolution 2019-21, Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6D in your mail out. This resolution seeks to add recently awarded state funds to the TIP for Metro and Park in the current fiscal year 2020. ODOT is awarding these funds through its Ohio Transit Partnership Program and Urban Transit Program. These funds are derived from state general revenue funds. Metro is requesting the addition of approximately $1 million in OTP funds and $1 million in UTP funds in fiscal year 2020 for a slate of existing projects. These funds will replace federal public transit funds currently programmed in the TIP. The use of unused federal funds can then be saved and balanced by Metro and BART until the funds are needed. BART is requesting the addition of approximately $1 million in OTP funds and $234,000 in UTP funds for the same fiscal year, 2020. Also for several existing projects, these funds will also replace federal funds currently programmed in the CIP. In addition, BART was awarded $139,000 for fare assistance for the elderly and disabled. Staff is requesting approval of resolution 2019-21. Happy to answer
any questions for Mr. Gardner? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I take move.
I have a second.
More second.
Thank you. I have a first and a second. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will move on to resolution 2019-22. Mr. Poulet.
Maybe I'll just briefly go through the report and try to do the best I can without a presentation. I've never had this happen before. Amy Prater actually did a lot of, my co-worker Amy Prater did a lot of work with this, with this crash report, and I was going to actually have her present it, but she heard her back yesterday, so at the last minute I took her presentation and kind of revised it a little bit and had it all ready, and then it wouldn't load, and then I took the old one and it loaded, but now it doesn't work. So Really apologize for that. We'll just
back to the chalkboard.
What's that?
Back to the chalkboard.
Yeah. So, to tell you the truth, I wish I even had a chalkboard here. Or a whiteboard. I'll take anything. Anyhow, I tell you what, this will be the quickest safety report I've ever done. Looking at trends, the number of crashes in our area between 2017 and 2018 nearly stayed the same. We had very little change in the number of crashes, and fortunately, the number of injuries decreased a little bit, and then the number of serious injuries decreased, and fatalities were down considerably. So I guess it was good in that respect, where crashes remained relatively the same, but injuries and fatalities are down. Just a little bit of background behind this crash report. What we do is download the data from ODOT, and then we plot it. We do a whole lot of checking to make sure that the crashes actually occurred where they're plotted, and then we tally up the number of crashes at intersections and segments. And a strange thing happened when we did this crash report. The two intersections that were 1 and 2 last year are the same this year, and that was Maple Street and Rhodes Avenue in Akron. It's number one, and Maple Street and West Cedar Street in Akron. And those two intersections are close to each other. They're over by the Akron Zoo. When I took a closer look at those, I found that there was a lot of red light running. There was a lot of red light running and a lot of angle crashes. So, but the good news is that I think that back in 16, the year 16 kept this up there, because there were a lot in the year 16, and I think these will probably, and I noticed 17 and 18 had less crashes, so they are trending in the right direction. This report also looks at bike and pedestrian crashes. Bike and pedestrian crashes are important to us because there's lots of injuries related to those. 75% and 83% of bike and pedestrian crashes involve an injury. Bicycle crashes came down a little bit, and pedestrian crashes remained almost the same. So nothing was getting worse in those areas. And one of the characteristics of bike and pedestrian crashes is they tend to just happen all over. They're not concentrated in certain places, and we do have maps of those in your report, so you can actually look at maps of where bike and pedestrian crashes happen. And then safety performance measures. I want to touch on safety performance measures. This is a new requirement that the federal government has handed down to ODOT and the MPO. We have to keep track of how we're doing on number of fatalities, and then fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles traveled, and then number of serious injuries, and then serious injuries per 100 million vehicles, and then number of bike and pedestrian or non-motorized injuries. And the good news is that we're making three of the five areas we've made some substantial improvements. And last but not least is the ODOT safety program. I just want to mention that. I mean this sincerely when I say I think ODOT has one of the most robust programs in the country. They have well over $100 million that they distribute each year, and I know that now with the gas tax, it's closer to, I think, $150. And any area on any road is eligible. And if it's in our list, you know, that it has a much better chance if it's in our list of locations. So without a presentation, that's about all the more that I have on the safety report.
Fantastic job. Are there any questions for Mr. Poulet? Yes.
With the emphasis on safety that is growing in the state and at the federal level, we understand as communities and regionally the importance of it, but to do the study portion and fill out, I'm sure those that have filled out the safety applications, it takes to fill out an application this thick and do it well, money, energy, and resources. It would be interesting if AMAPS and ODOT were able to leverage some of that safety money and maybe go through some sort of mini application process to offer that money for the study portion to be able to submit applications for some projects that seem like they would score well. Because I know a lot of communities may or may not have the resources, energy, and funds to do good projects listed in here. And I think that would go a long way to regionally make our area safer if communities had the money to fill out those applications. So it'd be interesting if there was a way to look into how we could make that available through some sort of process to get more intersections, roadway segments fixed.
Good comment?
I feel like it's almost
an interesting comment. You know, as part of the House Bill 62, we had a governor's top 150 list that we've addressed. You know, we know a top 150 is coming early next year again. Another 150 is coming. So I think especially, Mike, in instances where there might be some overlap between a list like this and that next 150, that's definitely a discussion we can have individually and talk to Michelle and see if she would entertain some type of preliminary short study, like similar to what we did with our own location.
But don't we already have an abbreviated safety study type? There's already like an abbreviated safety study that I think does just what you were talking about, Mike.
Depends on dollars.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you for your comment.
I guess I would always say err in reaching out to us, especially in this environment. If you've got something that either scores well on this list or one of our state lists, reach out to Dave, and we can talk money, and we can talk to Michelle, you know, out of cycles and everything else.
Very good. So I will entertain a motion on 2019-22. Okay.
Clear.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any other comments? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to resolution 2019-23. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. Amendment number 25 to the current TIP is adding additional funding to an existing project. The City of Stowe has recently requested $100,000 more dollars of TASA funds for the right-of-way phase of their State Route 91 project. Once the project started, and Tim is here, he can answer specific questions, but the final, the right-of-way ended up costing a lot more than anticipated. We did have a balance in TASA to cover this, so he the TAP TIP met to discuss it, and they approved it. But this is adding an additional $100,000 to the right-of-way phase of the State Route 91 sidewalk project in Stowe. And if there's any specific questions, I'll try to answer them, or Mr. McCleary could answer them, I'm sure.
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I have a second.
Kushner, second.
Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. McCleary, you have anything you'd like to add?
No, they addressed this last week at the LPA days at ODOT. It is a problem with taking temporaries for $300 to $500, and it costs $4,000 in the appraisal and all the process.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you for the comments. Hearing no further, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Very good. And we'll move on to other business. Mr. Withy isn't here today, so he's asked me. He did contact, this is for the nominating committee that we put together, and both individuals, Mr. Chiskowski and Mr. Costco as vice chair, have been contacted, and they have both agreed to take on those roles. Those roles will be for 2 years, as you may recall. We changed so that we're in line with the policy committee. So with that, I will entertain a motion to nominate Mr. Chiskowski for the chair and Mr. Costco as the vice chair.
More, so moved.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. Thank you, gentlemen, for stepping up to serve. And before we go to the German, I just want to thank the AMAT staff for all that they do throughout the course of the year. We appreciate your times, your efforts that you put into all of these and reaching out to everybody. So we want to thank everybody there, and also thank everybody for showing up for the TAP meeting. I know that it takes time out of the day, but your comments are well taken. Mr. Paradise, thank you especially for your comments and questions. You've always kind of guided me in a direction. So,
Well, if we could, too, Mr. Chairman, I think just, you know, thank you to you for the last 2 years. You know, Joe's been great, and we've really appreciated his leadership. And so, yeah, thank you very much.
Sure.
And if I can, sorry, just before you adjourn, if you notice, there is a new calendar on the back of your agenda, the last piece of paper. After we approved the meetings, we had two dates that this facility was not able to accommodate on those dates, and so we moved them to, I believe both were moved to Wednesdays. So there's a TAC in May that's now Wednesday the 6th. And there's a policy committee in March that's now Wednesday the 11th, instead of usually they're all on Thursdays. So just make a note of that. If you already put them in your calendar for the year, go back and make that change.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Baker. And lastly, happy holidays to everybody. Please have a safe and happy holiday. And with that, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let the record show that the meeting has ended at 2:20 p.m.